Exactly. I'm doing it. No, one. But the only thing is, I told you there's a halacha with the Yavodah Zarah, and that's in Yardea. Kochas, I think it is, by Reach. So over there, it's a Gemara that Gemara says you're allowed to smell, you're allowed to sniff the wine of Yavodah Zarah, even to see how it tastes. Now, to see if it's good or bad. That's not considered a hanah. That's not considered a hanah. And they want to say, because it's mazik, it's not good for the guf. It's not something that's made for smelling wine. And it's not good for you. The other thing is that there's a thing called zilaf, which the Gemara says is supposed to be a tremendous hanah. Even more enjoyable than drinking wine. But that's where, like, they spray the wine out of the air.
Yeah.
Wow. Gotta get you some, right?
Gotta get into that.
We gotta get into that. We gotta start a new thing over here. Zila.
There's an inhaler.
That's right.
I think it's probably like more like spritzer. An atmosphere.
And you get showered in
like a
very fun. Must be a fine mess.
Put in the humidifier.
So you should get more expensive wine for the Zila than for drinking. Better to put your money into the Zila than to drink and get more out of it. But anyway, it would seem the Gemara is saying, though, nobody directly mentioned this, so it's a funny thing, but it would seem that smelling the wine itself, you don't make a bracha.
You don't?
Just the wine, a glass of wine.
Even though it's more enjoyable than...
No, the zilaf is enjoyable. When they spritz it out...
Oh, but just smell
it. What happens after the spritz? I'm waiting, like, what's the enjoyment?
Smelling it.
Oh, smelling it from the spritzing?
I guess. Yeah, the reach. The reach from the spritz, but not the reach from a cup.
What is the full
this
body?
This is the one in this parrot. Maybe I'm just remembering it wrong. I don't know. I thought it
was. I'd be surprised because I didn't see anywhere in any Rishonim or any Echram. Something mentioned in Gemara. I'd be very surprised if it's there. Take a look. Do you remember the end of the parrot?
By the way, I asked your father if you have to make a bracha when you smell ground coffee.
Yeah.
And he said yes.
You do?
Ground coffee.
Ground
coffee.
What
bracha do you make?
I didn't ask him. I assume salad because it's...
But bread is a question. Bread is a question.
I don't like
make a bracha on pasta.
I don't do it. Yeah, but it sometimes. I don't.
So would there be a difference by wine if it's like in the Derech Shasiyah versus actually... Like, would there be a difference in the way, like, types of smelling, or would it be the same thing either way it's smelling?
Would make a difference. John. The only thing in Derech Achila is if your intention is to eat it, and then you happen to be enjoying the smell, you're not dying of a bro.
You know, fucking...
But usually, like, it's a
good I couldn't... It's a strain. I mean, they have the case of Shem and Zayas, they have. Which doesn't seem to have a good smell. I mean...
What bracha would it be if you were kind of...
Well, it says by Shem and Zayis, say Bore Atze Besom. I think Shem and Zayis is Atze Besom. Yeah. So, I guess it would be Atze Besom.
What
are the Atze? The eights is the Zayis. I mean, wait, what is it? Nasan Echel Beros? By Shem and Zayis.
Is it Nasan?
I'm pretty sure it's here.
It's one on Shemin.
Shemin, right.
There's Boris Shemin. There's one bracha particularly for Shemin. I don't know if it's for Shemin's eyes, but...
No, there's two Shemins, right. There are two
I don't know which Shemin is.
There are two Shemins. Right, strange as it is. It says, Al Shemen Afar Simon, Bore Shemen.
Bore.
Shemen Zayas, Shikotchu Otochno, Ashikhoza Recho Nodev. I don't know exactly what that means. The smell drips. Spreads. I'm not sure what that means though. What kind of thing that the smell gets a good smell eventually? You have to. Ashikhoza Recho Nodev. Mavorich olav borei atzei b'somim. strange, right?
When do you make Riach Talaperos? Just when you smell the fruit itself, in general?
Yes, it's the wine you say. The Mishnah Berurah is the wine you say. And those in Riach Talaperos. Right? She says, because it doesn't grow with the smell. And fruit that grows with the smell, you make less than a pile of barrels. But here, you only get the smell because you process it in a certain way. Interesting. Shalom noson bo reach mitchiloso. Shayach tfilavor echolav bore atse besam. Interesting. So, what would you say on the wine? If you consider that, if you would consider it a smell, I guess it'd be like the Boreata or something. As strange as it sounds, it's not Nosan Reachto Aperos, because the grape doesn't have the smell. But you would think it would be brought down if you were to say you make that broth on wine. Couldn't find it anywhere. Get Max on the case.
What should we do in the Shabbos?
What do you do?
Smell the wine.
So don't smell the wine. Don't smell the wine, Brian. No, it's like the bread. No, but that's how you drink it. That's definitely not.
Because usually, like, you twirl it around in the glass, you sniff, and
you really do that?
You're just
because
you're crazy.
Stop showing.
I still don't have a hard time believing that's for the hanoah of Rav the Reach.
When you smell it there? Like when you drink it?
Yeah.
But David, do you like, you take it and you smell it like this, and then you drink it, or like while you're...
No, you smell it and drink it.
But I thought that was to
enhance
the taste.
To enhance the taste.
I see, like, you know...
You can't smell this.
Which snobby people do that, and I didn't know you were one of them.
But couldn't taste something badly.
Yeah, it's inspiring.
You have the smell in your nose. You drink it.
Right.
It's
like open.
I don't know.
So you know what you do? You should take a hadas with you. Take a few different things. Take something else. Make a bari mina b'sam beforehand. Have in mind for the suffix and sniff away.
They're walking around with a decimal.
That's right. Okay.